Let's keep it real.
My Talk 107.1 is KTMY FM HD1, Coon Rapids, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
I need information. I thought you might be able to help.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert. Everything you need to know from the world of entertainment and pop culture at the top of every hour on My Talk 107.1.
Now tell us everything.
The case against Michael Jackson's estate has been dismissed by an L.A. judge who ruled that Wade Robson, who accused Jackson of sexual abuse as a child and sued the Jackson estate in 2013, cannot hold MJJ Productions and MJJ Ventures financially liable. The ruling also held that Jackson's companies had no legal ability to control his actions since he was the sole owner and could remove any and all of the board members without cause or notice. Now, Robson's attorney tells People.com that such a ruling had fatal flaws and his client will be appealing this decision. So, moving on.
That's a lot.
Yeah. That's a lot.
It's heavy. We haven't talked about that since the documentary came out.
We haven't.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, it's going to be appealed. The legal case continues.
Yeah.
Going in a whole other different direction, Kourtney Kardashian sharing steamy new kissing pictures with Travis Barker, including one where they're hanging out in the desert and smooching each other, and Kourtney Kardashian not really wearing a lot. And please pay attention to these celebrities around you.
Well, you know what? Or don't, because then they're just going to keep doing this.
Right.
I think it doesn't matter what we do. They're going to do it regardless.
Yeah, but they're trying to get attention by being horny on social media with each other.
Yeah, that's all they seem to have right now. So good luck to them.
Congrats, kids.
That'll last.
Mm-hmm. We wish them all the best in their sexy Scrabble game. And finally, Crocs have become hot fashion.
Hot Crocs,
because today Crocs reported earnings are up by 64% in the first quarter of this year compared to the same time last year.
Oh, that's because everybody's home.
Yeah, right. Nobody's leaving the house, and that's the only way you should wear Crocs.
And continuing at this pace, Crocs expects sales for the full year to rise as much as 50%. Look, the kids like the Crocs, man. That is a fashion statement now.
Okay.
Well, you know.
Well, good
why
for
not?
Them.
Yeah. Wear your Crocs. What a Croc. Or not. All right, that's all the dirt this hour. For more, check out mytalk1071.com or download the MyTalk app.
Ah, good stuff, good stuff.
MyTalk Dirt Alerts at the top of every hour and at 820, 1220, and 520 on MyTalk 107.1.
Give your teenage self, if you could go back in time, 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Traynor.
Hi.
651-641-1071. If you could go back in a time machine and talk to your teenage self, what would be the advice that you would give to yourself?
Why are we asking this,
Oh,
Colleen?
You know that, like, we have that prep service that we use, and they have a whole segment called Original Comedy, which is usually not that funny.
No, it's usually, yeah.
Well, they did an original comedy on this,
oh.
And I was like, I'm not going to do that, but I actually do want to ask the question to regular people. Should I share with you some of the comedy?
Oh.
Well, yeah. I mean, is it something we can listen to?
No. It's written.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Because usually those things are like some boob in a studio.
Yeah. No, this one is just written. Like, for example, if you want to be successful in life, work really hard. If not, there's always a career in radio. Hey. Okay. Yeah.
It's true.
Womp, womp. Womp, womp. Spring break tattoos are forever. is on the list as well.
No, that's also true.
And another one, don't listen to mom, you won't go blind.
Hey-o.
That's so funny. Anyway, but for realsies, if you could give advice to your teenage self, what would you give? 651-641-1071. We did get a tweet from Panda, and Panda said, I would tell teenage me that I don't have to go to law school and apply to the FBI. I got bad info and spent a lot of time and a lot of money for a law degree I don't use. You know, live and learn.
Yeah.
Who do we have on the line, Holly?
We have Amy.
Hello, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Amy, if you could go back in time and give your teenage self advice, what would it be?
Wear sunscreen every dang day.
Yes.
That's good, a good advice. One. That is solid advice. I should probably, you can give 43-year-old me that advice at this point.
Right. Keep it on.
Thank you for your call, Amy. Have a good day. 651.
She riding a horse?
641-1071. Is it like raining outside or
something? Oh, maybe that's what it was, yeah. The sound of rain.
Yeah, it's raining.
Sounded like she was galloping through the streets.
Like she was on her
maybe
steed.
Maybe she was Lady Godiva.
You never know.
Well, then you really should be wearing sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
Also, moisturize.
True. That is good, solid advice.
And start specifically early. Your elbows. Because you don't want to end up with, like, elbows. Old people elbows.
Dry elbows.
Yeah.
I had to check. I don't remember the last time I checked
if my elbows. If you put your hands on, like, tables a lot, you should be extra careful about your elbows. Because they'll get real...
dry.
Nubby.
And nasty.
Nubby and dry.
651-641-1071. What advice would you give to your teenage self? Holly, who else do we have on the line?
We have LaFonda.
Hello, hi, LaFonda. What advice would you give to your teenage self?
Hello. Just don't be in a hurry to get married. There's plenty of time for that. There's not enough time for everything else. So take your time. Make sure you're in love.
I like that. That's good, solid advice. Thank you for your call, LaFonda.
You're welcome.
Yes. Holly, who else do we have on the line?
Sierra.
Hello, Sierra. What advice would you give to your teenage self?
People are going to judge you anyway. Do what makes you happy.
Ooh, well, I love that.
That's for sure.
Sierra, that is a good one. Do what makes you happy. Thank you. People are going to judge you regardless. Thank you for your call. And who else do we have on the line, Holly?
Taylor.
Hello, Taylor. Hi, Taylor. Is this Taylor Swift?
You. No. mine is just be gay, because I worried so much about people judging me for being gay that I didn't focus on myself.
That's awesome.
That is so awesome. And that goes like very perfectly with Sierra's advice.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Taylor.
No shade on Taylor Swift.
No, I understand.
You can shade Taylor Swift. She'll be fine.
Taylor's fine, and I will still listen to her. Taylor,
shade
thank you for your call.
Necessary.
Do you have any advice you'd give to your teenage self besides moisturize your elbows?
I think moisturizing elbows and, like, not sweating it, man. Just, like, do not, like, anything you think is, like, your biggest fear is probably totally irrational. Mm-hmm. So the quicker you can move past it and let it go, it's easier said than done, though, man. You don't know it until you're on the other side of it. Mm-hmm. So that's like, how many times do you tell your children something knowing full well
they're not going to get
right,
it until
but
they get
it. Just can't. If it were that easy, we all would have listened to our parents.
Right, right. And children do not like to listen to their parents. Holly, do you have any advice you'd go back and give your teenage self?
Yes. I would tell my teenage self, and this goes for all the current teenagers, to really think about how you like to spend your time and how that aligns with how you want to live your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because it may be different than you think it is. So think about it.
Mm.
Kids,
deep
think.
Thoughts by Jack think. Holly.
Yeah.
I like it, Jack Holly.
Think, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
651-641-1071. We could have time for like one or two more advice to your teenage self. 651-641-1071. Do you hear? You want to hear more of these dumb ones?
Yeah. What are the silly ones?
I can't read some of them. Some of them are really bad. Your love of Smash Mouth will not age well.
Oh.
That's great.
Yeah.
on that day mom cleans your room, find a better place to hide your weed and porn than a shoebox under the bed.
Like, these were all written by an old dude.
Somebody wrote these. Oh, no, not even an old dude. I think his birthday was 1987, because this one is on the night of July 18th, 1980. Oh, no, that's, nope. He wasn't born in 1987. On the night of July 18th, 1987, don't walk into your parents' bedroom without knocking.
Yeah.
I would just ask.
Is there a Nickelback joke in that?
No, there's no Nickelback, but there is an Iron Maiden joke and a Star Wars joke. Which one do you want?
Star Wars.
Okay, it's
I don't care about Iron Maiden.
So bad. Don't throw away your Star Wars figures. You'd be shocked what virgins will pay for them in 2021.
Because get it, Star Wars fans don't.
It's so
have
bad,
sex.
You guys. It's
oh my
so
God.
Bad. Yeah, that's the original
somebody
comedy.
Was paid
that somebody,
for that, you
yeah,
guys.
Yeah.
So
somebody who's probably doing a midday radio mm-hmm. show as we speak.
Mm-hmm. And it's not us. Thank you very much. Do we have one last caller, Holly?
No, people were so offended by those jokes that they just hung up.
Okay, good.
They just collectively hung up.
They were like, bye.
Bye.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, you guys, we got to get the Cobra Gang back together. And this time we have to talk about Kim.
Oh.
This is a very strange story and there's a lot going on in it. And I just need you to pay close attention.
All right.
And we're going to work through it together. A story about Kim Kardashian. A wig.
Oh.
Some tabloids.
Now I'm listening.
Some tabloids and Van Jones. Okay. Those will all feature heavily in this story.
All right.
After this on the My Talk 107.1.
On the My Talk.